Glory to God in the highest. We're supposed to be here yesterday, but we had to officiate in a wedding in Abuja. And we took the next available flight to Lagos. And here we are. We give God praise, we give Him glory. I salute all the brethren that paid the price to ensure that we have access to this facility. The Lord will increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Now, I have a burden on my heart. Please, if you don't mind, just take your seat for a moment and turn your Bible with me to the book of Isaiah chapter number 1. Isaiah chapter number 1. I would like us to pray after a while. We're in a critical state as it is, as a nation, as a people, as a church that is in this land. We are in a critical state. And as we attempt to access and to analyze the situation of our nation and the church within our land, we do not forget the perspective that Paul Elton's prophecy affords us. So in the light of that illumination, we look upon our nation, we look upon the church in our land that happens to be the agency of God that will actualize God's intention. So we analyze the state of the church as we analyze the nation. We also try to take inventory of the movements of God in our spirit as the Lord begins to quicken us to have understanding of the times. If we bring all these parameters together, then some conclusions are inevitable. First conclusion that we can make pertaining to things in the spirit, pertaining to the witness that the Lord is bringing, for which we have had more than one or two witnesses to confirm, so it's not an isolated situation that is promoted by my human spirit, but a witness that 1, 2, and 3, according to the principle of judging prophecy in scripture as provided. I speak about Nigeria and the prophecy of Pa Elkin. He spoke about a season of the reign of righteousness that will hit our land, and our corporate destiny as a nation is factored on that realization. I know we have business people in our midst. I know we have scholars in their own rights and ministers of the gospel. But anything you are doing now that we have not hit the age of righteousness that is captured in prophecy, what you are doing now is nothing compared to what you can do when that season comes. I know you are making some headway. I know you are striking the chord in ministry and making some ripple effect by reason of your tenacious focus on the call of God upon your life. But I'm saying that if the season that God has spoken over this nation comes into reality, the impact that you make in business will be much more than you are making now. The impact that you make in ministry will be much more than you are making now. Everything is going to take a new shape, and Nigeria will sit in that seat among the nations. I'm talking about the apostolic seat, the seat from where God exports the technologies that he has kept in his nursery. Nigeria will fully come into that capacity. And businesses that are localized will have international potential. Ministries that are localized will fly on the wings of grace and begin to influence nations. Now, I'm saying that according to the calendar that I've seen again and again, we are currently in the season of the reign of righteousness. Now, are you there? It is not as if it has manifested, but that's what the calendar is saying. You know, Jesus said, "Say you not yet 4 months and then the harvest? Is that not what you say? But lift up now thine eyes. According to the calendar of heaven, the harvest is already ripe." You see, so Jesus was talking about a reality that was captured in the schedule of heaven that was not yet manifested in time. And you will need to lift up your eyes in order for you to capture what the season holds so that you can begin to align yourself with the grace that God has made available in order to actualize his dream. If you are still with me, say, Amen. Hallelujah. If we talk about the reign of righteousness, and I'm going to be brutal, very raw, the way it is in my spirit. I've been laboring for some weeks on this matter. I've had one or two encounters to smuggle the urgency that is associated with these issues into my spirit. So I will speak the way it is. Hallelujah. If we say, because anytime God wants to manifest a product in the landscape, in society, in politics, in the social arena, God would have established that is technology in his house first, so that God can have justification to bring judgment where there needs to be judgment in society, because he has already established judgment in his own household. When we say the season of the reign of righteousness, the implication of that is this. Are you with me? Think about what it will look like if God comes and insists that, because that's where it starts from. It starts from his nursery. It starts from the church. If we enter into the reign of righteousness, it's going to affect our civilization in the body of Christ. You know, we have different kinds of emphasis right now in the body, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what is wrong is when you sustain an emphasis that is not consistent with what God is emphasizing. Even though what you are saying is theologically accurate, it is an obstruction in the way of that which God wants to accomplish. Are you still with me? You still remember how God revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh? If you study all the prophets, you will find a unique window through which God revealed himself to each prophet. In fact, in the case of Ezekiel, God himself was his tutor, teaching him how to make prophetic declarations, declarations that have divine potency because they are spoken under the auspices of the authority of God, and declarations also that emerge from a heart of faith. It was God that trained him to function that way. If you check your Bible, you will see that there were unique ways in which God educated the people that were supposed to be his spokesmen in every generation. If you are still with me, say Amen. Amen. And for that prophet called Samuel, the Bible says that God revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the proceeding word of God, the Dabar word of God. That means he introduced himself to Samuel by what he was saying in the present. I'm talking about the present revelation position of the Spirit. That was how he introduced himself to Samuel. If we are going to move the body of Christ beyond where we are now, Because there's so much preaching, so much preaching. But if you look at the life of the average Christian, you will not see that depth in God that you'll be expecting to see on the strength of the investment. Because the reason is because we are saying what God is not saying. What we are emphasizing is not consistent with the dabar, with what God is calling our generation to accomplish. Are you still following me? Okay, let me stop. Let me read the Bible. Because somebody will think I'm offended. I'm just carrying a burden of God. Hallelujah. Okay, turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now, before you turn to the next verse, I'd like us to do an analysis of this verse. First of all, the political framework that covers the season of Isaiah's prophetic ministry was captured. And if you have done some study on Bible history, you will understand that apart from David and Solomon, the names of the kings mentioned here are the kings that were greatest in Israel, apart from David and Solomon. But there's something unique about the name of the kings mentioned in this list. The thing unique about them is that it was during their reign that Israel prospered the most, because of inventions, because of discoveries, because of ingenuity. So there was prosperity. For instance, it was never known that the desert soil of Israel, for those of you that labored in agriculture, what we have in Israel is what they call the lowest kind of soil. The lowest kind of soil is very pregnant with nutrients, but it's so dry because it is a desert. And so what you need in order to realize the potential of that kind of soil is to bring irrigation. And it happens to be that it was Hezekiah that discovered how to channel water from the Mediterranean. For those of you that have been to Israel, he was the one that introduced farming by irrigation, making Israel a massive economic hub. And I don't have time to draw the diagram to show you how strategic God placed that nation in the community of nations in that environment. And because of the discoveries they had, they were ahead of their time, and they became the economic hub of the locality. So the prophet was saying that I prophesied in the days of Uzziah, I prophesied in the days of Jotham, I prophesied in the days of Ahaz, I prophesied in the days of Hezekiah. Are you there? Now, so these guys were big guys. They had moved the economy of Israel to an enviable level, such that Israel became a breadbasket for the neighboring nations. All kinds of businesses were flourishing. All kinds of things were, they were booming. But what the prophet was trying to bring to the notice of these great kings was that this prosperity was secured at the expense of the intrinsic aspects of the covenant that they had with God. There was prosperity, but it was at the expense of those fundamental issues. What he was trying to make them understand is that it was their previous alignment in uprightness with God that even gave birth to this season in the first place. But unfortunately, the blessings that are the result of alignment with God is going to cost them their relationship with God. So when we talk about the reign of righteousness, which is what I'm talking about now, that's what God is saying, that Nigeria has entered into the season where righteousness must reign. Now, I know that is a good place to say amen. But beyond responding with an amen, I would like you to understand the implication. Because the implication is the same thing that Isaiah confronted these great kings with. And obviously, his prophecy and warning did not make so much headway, because they were caught up in the euphoria of prosperity. They were caught up in sales, balance sheets, and all kinds of things that are associated with booming businesses. And no one gave heed to the warning of the prophet. I came to tell us as a people, and indeed the Lord has troubled my spirit for many days. There are things that I cannot even share here. But we just entered into another season in our journey as a nation. And the King of Heaven calls it the season of the reign of righteousness. Now, you don't need to believe me, because this season has its own will. The season has its way of manipulating things that are not consistent with the flavor of the times. And just in case you are a child of God and your life is built on the platform of compromise, it will be a good time for you to make your move. Because anytime God wants to experiment something, he starts from his house. I know that as we progress in this my presentation, you might lose the ability, the impetus to say amen. But it will be a sign that the word of God is finding its place, proper place in your heart. If you are still with me, say amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back to the Bible. Prosperity everywhere. Things booming. And I'm telling you the truth. If we allow the reign of righteousness to adequately sit in our lives, if you have 2 talents now, you will have 5 eventually. Yes. It doesn't matter the measure with which you have been trading. If you allow the reign of righteousness to take its place, then your capacity will increase. Because promotion in the kingdom of God is actually more responsibility. It's not finance. Prosperity is not utopian. There is a purpose for which God empowers a man financially. And that purpose must be adequately articulated. If not, somewhere along the line, you will find yourself in the service of Mammon. Because Mammon is a bad taskmaster, and he has the capacity to possess your soul and to give you a new definition of life. Are you still with me? So I came to declare today a new season that has come upon us, and the attendant implications is the time for the reign of righteousness. The cedars of Lebanon will be humbled. The oaks of Bashan will be made low. The valleys will be elevated. The mountains will be humbled. And the stones will be gathered out in order for the pavement of righteousness to hit the territory, to become the description of our shape as a nation. And that is what our ancestors prophesied. That a time will come where the reign of righteousness will begin. I say this so that every man can take his journey. Now, this is the lamentation of the prophet beginning from verse number 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. In order for him to explain the emphasis he wanted to bring, I know my brother Femi, you grew up maybe in Lagos, Ibadan. So you may not have owned goats before. You don't know what it's like. You have been on the island. But let me tell you about goats, because I own some. When you buy a goat from the market and bring the goat home, tie the neck to a tree, feed the goat for like 1 month, and then you release the goat. The goat will go and graze, and in the night, the goat will come back. Now, so the issue of acknowledging your master is not an issue of intelligence, because the goat doesn't seem to be very intelligent. But the goat understands how to respond to a master. Are you there? So my goat will go out and graze, and then we come back again and sit by the tree where I used to tie them. So when I am interested in them, I will come and guide them to where they will spend the night. And you can tell that as they are going, if they are not ambushed by someone somewhere, they will come back home. He said the ox knoweth his owner. The ass knows his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. I hope you know the reason why they were in this state was because God prospered them. So the first issue we need to talk about is the issue of Adonai, master. Do you have a master? The ox knows it's Adonai. You have a master. Is there a personality in your space that can dictate what the meaning of your life is? The Bible says that in him, come with me, I like the words of King James Version, Book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 1. Are you still with me? Okay. In Colossians chapter 1, beginning from verse 12, we see all the dimensions or all the titles of the Christ. The realms in which the administration of the Christ is efficacious is captured from Colossians chapter 1. Are you with me? Okay. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So, at this time, we are still talking about the Father. All right? Next verse. Still about the Father. It is the Father that has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So from this verse and subsequent verses, he begins to talk about his dear Son. And through this exposition, it shows us all the realms in which his dear Son has authority. And it is deliberate. I'm going to show you why it is deliberate. Are you still with me? Is that the next verse? In whom we have redemption. This is dear Son. It is in him that we have what? Oh my God. In him we have what? Redemption. That's number one. Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now the question is this. Are you with me? Now, Jesus is the one that procured our redemption. And it must be understood that part of what God had in mind before God dispatched him to carry out that kind of administration is because he wanted all of us to be indebted to him. If you read these scriptures that I'm about to read now, you are going to see that God deliberately decided to pedestal Jesus as ruler, as the warden, as preeminent. It is a deliberate setup in order for him to achieve that, because it is in keeping with his eternal purpose. That everything in heaven and on earth and in the entire universe is ordained to reflect Christ. So in order for it to be so, he wants to make everything indebted to Christ, so that the right thing to do is to accept his government. So you will see the way he is trying to set his dear son up in kingdom matters. So it is in him that we have what? Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. That's one. That means if you will need forgiveness of sins, you will need to go to... So that kind of personality, because of his significance, as pedestal by his father, he doesn't need advertisement. You are the one that will realize a need for him, and you will migrate to his throne. Are you there? Next verse. He said, he is the image of the invisible God. I don't have time to explain that, but the meaning of that is that he's the definition of God. He's the full embodiment of God, and it is in him that God was defined. You know, the Bible says, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, by the prophets has in this last day spoken unto us by his Son. So he's God's spokesman. That's what we call the testimony of God. The testimony of God is when God is talking about himself by himself. So in the last days, God speaks by testimony. He is the one that comes himself to speak about himself. And that's why there is a measure of God that is resident in every believer that is redeemed, because God wants to speak by himself to you. There is an inherent discernment capacity that is built in the heart of every genuine believer to test things. And the meaning and the name of that capacity is the presence of God that is rooted in your spirit. So when I come here and I cry out, "Do not sin!" before I even preach, you knew that sin was wrong. Because, so in the last days, God begins to speak to us by testimony. He speaks to us by himself. He speaks about himself to us by himself, so that the possibility of enlightenment will be a body reality. So the Bible calls him the image of the invisible God. This man, the man you managing that thing, don't go to any scripture that I don't ask you to go to. Just stay where. He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. I don't have time for that. It will take us too far away. He said, by him were all things created. By him. And it's only the Bible that is the only book in the whole world that makes that statement. That the Father did not just... Yes, the Father spoke by an act of his authority, but there was a civil engineer that went in keeping with his decree and did the actual fructification of creation. The reason why he was involved with creation is so that every created being will be under his authority. Are you there? The reason why he's the author of redemption is so that every redeemed being will be under his authority. The reason why he's the author of forgiveness is so that every forgiving being will be under what? His authority. Because there is a difference between a normal sinner and a forgiving sinner. And there is also a difference between a normal believer and a consecrated believer. Someone that is living to serve the will of God. Such a person, are you there, is no longer living for himself. He's living to do what pleases God. He has moved from the realm of success, he's in the realm of fruitfulness. Because success means that you are using God to accomplish your ambition. But fruitfulness means you are allowing God to do what he created you to be upon the face of the earth. The fruit of the desires of God that begin to find expression through your life. I don't just want to be a successful individual. I want to bear fruit unto God. The Bible says, it is by him that all things were created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Then he gives us a statement there. All things were created by him and what? And for him. That means the reason why I'm living, the reason why I'm existing, I'm actually existing for him, not for myself. So I need to go to him to find out, how can I live for you? Because I was created by you so that I can live for you. Every life I live that is outside of the scope of living for you is mutation. Are you still with me? I know you will not respond. But it's okay. It's okay. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know the average believer in Nigeria sees prosperity as a mark of alignment with God. If you have some, the reason why you have money to show, you have a house to show, you have a property to show, it's a sign that God is pleased with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you from the Bible people that were in alignment with God, but what came to them was not prosperity. Persecution was what came to them. Are you with me? I know you don't know persecution. Believers in Lagos, I know you don't know it. You don't know what we are talking about. You have never been asked to deny Jesus so that you can live. It has never happened to you. You never come close range with a situation that will challenge your faith. So you don't know what we are talking about. But you see, we need to intercede quickly, so that we don't have experiences of things that we don't like. Because I've been there before. I was almost killed. Then when you get back home, if you survive it and you get back home, you now think, okay, what exactly is Christianity for which I was almost killed? You will think, you will reason. You will try to find out, what is it about? Is it the dancing we dance in church, or what is it that the devil is so afraid of that he wants me dead? What part of Christianity? The part of Christianity that Satan is afraid of is that you come to the realization of the fact that you were created by him, for him. Not for yourself, but for him. Are you there? You would think like that someone like Michael Jackson, because he's a great singer, hip-hop singer, when he gives his life to Christ, that God will use him in the choir. You will be amazed that God's definition of how he should have lived his life had nothing to do with singing. It is only when you meet Jesus that you will realize how you were expected to live for him. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Next verse there. And I'll run back. He says, he's before all things, and by him all things consist. The meaning of everything can only be sourced in him. Now the question is, have you found the meaning of your own life? Have you found it? Have you found the meaning? By the grace of God, as I grew in the Lord, I found a few abilities that God made available to me to function in. Right? Few abilities. If I get my man on the keyboard, I can begin to pick things prophetically and use it and bless you. I can do that for 3 hours, just picking, blessing people. We do that sometimes, you know. But you see, my assignment from Jesus, what Jesus created me to do, in terms of my own definition, for my own life, what living for Him is for my life, is that He created me to build capacity in the body of Christ. Now, even though I have more abilities, all right, those abilities are not as important as... You see, the Bible says that in Him, all things consist. That's where everything gets its relevance, derives its relevance, derives its recognition from. It is in Him. Are you there? So I would like to stay in that place of fulfilling what He apprehended me to be according to His own definition. Not according to the definition of success in my generation, but according to the definition of the Christ. Next verse as I round up on this matter. He is the head of the body. Just in case you say, okay, I'm not just in the physical creation, I'm a member of the body of Christ. The Bible says He is the head of that body, that organism that God will have to possess in order for Him to carry out activities upon the face of the earth. He heads that body. Are you there? All right. The Bible went further to define what the church is in this, but I don't want to go there. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and why all of this arrangement? That in all things He might have what? The preeminence. That's the objective of the book of Colossians. That if you have not found Adonai, Master, you are operating on a philosophy of mutation. If you have not found the Master. So God set up everything and structured the administration of things in such a way that He will be in the pinnacle of the civilization of God. The reason why this framework was set in place is because God wants everything to reflect Him. In fact, I don't have time to take you to the book of Ephesians to show you that the place where His throne is domiciled in heaven is the highest part of heaven. And the reason for which God deliberately installed His administration at that point in Zion is because God intends to fill all things. If you go to the book of Ephesians, where God now unveils to us His eternal purpose and what He will be preoccupied attempting to achieve throughout time, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, He shows us what God will be doing for all of time. Give me that scripture. Ephesians 1:10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ. That means, are you there? Oh, you're not with me. You see, this administration that Jesus sits on, it will interest you to know that that title, Christ, talks about a ministry. That title, Christ, talks about an office, and the occupant of that office is Jesus. That office is an administration that manages everything that is in the kingdom of God. Are you following me? You see, if God cannot exercise His authority in your life, it means God cannot accomplish His divine purpose in your life. If God must accomplish His divine purpose in your life, what He needs to do is to set up an administration that can exert authority over your life. If God cannot exert authority over your life, it means that God cannot accomplish his divine purpose through your life. Adam was created in the image and in the likeness of God. Why was Adam created in the image of God? He was created in the image of God so that he can be a carrier of delegated authority from the realm of God. He himself will need to be in alignment with God in order for him to reflect that dimension of authority. And that is captured in the book of Psalms 82, beginning from verse 1 to verse 5. He says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. That was the consequence of the fall of man. One of them is mortality. Mortality. But initially, God's vision was that we should function like authorities that have capacity to implement the dominion mandate. And the way he says we have access to authority is that we need to be children of the Most High God, submitted under the framework of authority that governs the heavens even now. Are you still with me? So, if God cannot exercise his authority over your life, I'm sorry, he cannot accomplish his divine purpose through your life. So the first question that the prophet is asking is, have you found Adonai? In the reign of righteousness, your master matters. What calls the shots over your life matters. What is in charge of your wisdom matters. So we were created in his image so that we can be carriers of his authority. And that is the basis upon which the dominion mandate can be fulfilled. We were created in his likeness so that we can represent him and manage the earth according to the style by which he manages heaven. That means without intimacy with God, we cannot represent God. Because you don't know what he's doing. And the way he wants the earth to be managed is the way heaven is managed. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is how in heaven. So I can show you snapshots in scripture where the disciples actually fully downloaded the culture of heaven. If I take you to the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 from verse 42, you will see the four-point agenda of the apostolic people. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in breaking of bread, in fellowship, and in prayers. Hallelujah. Then you will see the feedback of their four-point agenda. If we study the feedback very well, you will notice that what they were operating in, the civilization that they were living under, was not a civilization that was possible among men. He said, fear came upon every soul. The revelation of God's awesome holiness hit the camp. And part of the manifestation of that cloud that hit the camp was that people sold what they had and brought the money to the apostles so that even distribution could take place. Are you there? That means after a while there was no one that lacked in their midst. When last did God ask you to send 1 million to Femi? Send 1 million. Oh, if we have not grown into that, it means that we are far away from... It was the culture of heaven that those guys lived. And that was possible because they were under Adonai. If we stay under the ventilation that comes from Adonai, the way we even relate with ourselves will begin to change. Oh, the dimension of God that we can trap overhead. Oh, you don't know that. It's the basis of our spiritual rank. Such that when we come like this and say, Nigeria, you cannot go this way. Any man that rises and tries to go that way is cut off. You will know that there is an authority that is reserved among the people of God, and you will dread the presence of God that we carry. Oh, those days are coming back. They are coming back. The reason why we became powerless is because we lost our touch with the Adonai.
He said the ox knoweth his owner. The ass knows his master's crib, but Israel.
Israel does nothing. Say, my people do not consider. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Oh, you don't know. I was doing Bible study before I came. I hopped on the plane. I was doing Bible study. Some believers, they came together. They said, all right, we want to serve God, so teach us how to serve God. So I used the book of Acts as a textbook to teach what Jesus taught them before they began to operate and before that book was written. That book that you read called Acts of the Apostles was just implementation of the things that Jesus taught them. So if we see their patterns, we'll know, they got this from Jesus. Some things that they cannot, you know, there was a situation where there was chaos in the church. There were murmurings among widows. Meanwhile, the Bible says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So, if we are in unity, you don't need to tell us that we are in unity. We can behold it. There is a harmony that is found if unity has found its place. And it will interest you to know that unity is not union. Not, you know student union? How many of you were part of it? You. I hope you didn't lead them to destroy the University of Ibadan. Student union? Union is not unity. That's what I'm just saying. And I know most of you were activists. The way I'm seeing Femi is MC. Unity is something that can only be achieved in the spirit. Our diversities are too many. Alright? There is a way we will know God. That God will be at liberty to manipulate all of us. You will notice that that harmony will come. If not, have you considered how many languages with the differences in orientation we have in Nigeria? But there is something, a civilization that will come up from the house of God that the nation will marvel at. Oh my God, our generation was designed by God to teach our cousins. We, to teach our cousins that there is power in the house of God. There is an authority that we have not exercised. Yes, some of our fathers manifested it in a measure. Alright? Hallelujah. There was a time where you don't need a dictionary to teach somebody what apostolic authority is about. Because there was a man that wore that mantle. And if he rises and says, don't go here! If you go, you have yourself to blame. But you see, those were examples God gave us about the thing he wants to do with us corporately. There was a time one of our ancestors could predict the destiny, the pathway of the nation. If he comes into a territory, he can download the mind of God for that territory. Since that time, we have not had any prophetic person rise with that kind of prophetic mantle. Since that time, I am a watchman. And I watch through history. I watch through patterns. I watch births. I watch deaths in order to understand the maze of what God is saying to our generation. We were the ones chosen to become that practical generation that we will house these dimensions that were manifested by our ancestors. So I know that before my time is up on earth, a day will come where our cousins will acknowledge that there is a living God in our midst that speaks and his words never fall to the ground. You will see many men there be that will journey into the house of God and seek refuge from darkness, from witchcraft, from necromancy, because it will be obvious that if God exists, he lives with these people. That's what I'm talking about. In order for God's presence to be as bright and brilliant as I speak of, there are things that God will do in his household to bring us to that level where his presence overhead will carry that level of rank.
If you are still with me, say amen. Each and every one of us must know the Adonai. I'm talking about the Adonai. My salary those days was 1.2 million. Adonai told me, you will use yellow buses in Lagos for 7 years. I can save over 4 months and buy the car of my choice. Meanwhile, Cotonou is not far away, and I've been there once. I know the road. I know how to price vehicles. Hey, Jesus Christ. But Adonai came, I used yellow buses for 7 years. There was no colleague of mine that would ever use yellow buses. Those of us in the oil industry, we are in our own world. In fact, if you are not with us, you don't even know what I'm talking about. If you don't understand. We can come this year and say, okay, our status vehicle now. You know, there was a time, that time when end of discussion was raining, that was our status vehicle. If you wanted to show that you have arrived, you are in the clique, just get end of discussion. And try to look for a color that nobody has. Then you just drive it. All right. A time came, the civilization advanced and it became BMW X5. You just move it, just on the light. And those were the days when Adonai said, you will commute by what? By yellow. I don't think you know how many insults I get on a daily basis when we come for operational meetings. By the time we finish the meeting, then we have another meeting. The other meeting is to show the people that have signed up on the new level. The person will go and just switch on the car and leave it. Okore, you don't want that. You know nothing. Then everybody will go there and touch. It's not as if they are praying on the car, they will touch it. As they are touching it, they are receiving the energy to go and... The great one, in those days, the great one, Adonai said, you will commute by yellow. And you know what? He didn't tell me the number of years. But eventually it became 7 anyway. Then after 7 years, he now lifted the ban and said, I asked you to commute in yellow buses. That you may know that the life of a man does not consist in the possessions that he has. I said, Lord, couldn't you have taught me this in Bible study? Please help me preach to your neighbor. If a lesson has not touched your heart, then it cannot change your life. The days of superficial contact with God, the days where we come and say hi to Jesus, hi, those days are gone. In the era of righteousness, you must be plunged in until you find his government. Adonai. And when you see him, make him your king. 7 years. You know how he admitted me to the yellow buses agenda? I came with my car to Lagos because I know how Lagos is. Then he showed me a dream first, that your car will be stolen. He showed me a dream. I woke up, told my wife, I saw that our car was stolen. And Pastor Adeboye came to me in the dream and said, don't look for it. Yes, that was a dream I had. And the Lord bears me with it. He said, don't look for the car. So I told my wife, 2 days later, they stole our car. That was how the regime of yellow. There was no time to weep. Alright? No time to say, hey, ow. Those were the dealings of Adonai. And a goat, an ox, will conveniently submit to the authority of a master. So it is not a matter of intelligence. We are all more so intelligent that that is not an issue that we cannot comprehend. But the point is aligning with Adonai. And if Adonai cannot exercise his authority on your life, forget it. He cannot accomplish his divine purpose in your life. The reason why there is a need for a kingdom in the first place is to give God the opportunity to be at liberty to exercise his authority to the fullest extent. That's why we were called out from the world of rebels. According to the witness of the kingdom, there is only one thing that man is good at, and that is rebellion. That's why the first kingdom message was repent for the kingdom of heaven. Is that her? Adonai, as you begin to learn how to align under his authority, then the rebellion that is hooked on your soul, he will begin to disarm it and destroy it. And it will take a process. Sometimes it will allow you to be in captivity. I know this part of the gospel is not what we like, but it's meat. This one is meat for the mature. Huh? I know how to preach milk. The one that will make you'll be doing like this. I know that type. But the days for that one has passed. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Men that have matured in the image of Christ, that God can give things to manage. He can admit them to manage part of his business on earth. Those men can now understand the meaning of the resources called anointing, resources called finances, resources called influence. Those are the men that can understand it. If you stumble on influence without Adonai, you are wreckage looking for how to happen. So the first issue that the prophet raised was the issue of ownership. The issue of master, the issue of Adonai. And it says that the ox has been able to comprehend this, but Israel is so much in a hurry, they do not consider. That's the first quarrel that God used the prophet to reveal to that generation. Are you still with me? And it was a message that came at the height of prosperity. That means the likelihood of heeding this message. The music of prosperity was high. And then the prophet came and began to talk about Adonai. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I saw something just now. Let's trace it. Let's trace it. Ooh. Saw something in the spirit. Yes, we are that generation that Pa Elton saw. And he said, yes, a time of a regime of righteousness is going to come upon the land. Oh, many people from different nations will need to come and study Nigeria. Because the political story of Nigeria will not make sense when that age comes. From outer darkness into the Holy of Holies. No, it doesn't. Doesn't make sense. From no light to sunlight, then candlelight, then Shekinah illumination. It doesn't make sense. We are going, there is going to be a movement. Yes, there's going to be a movement. And that's why God reserved some anointing for this time that he has not yet exhibited, because he wanted us to come into full alignment and understanding of the Adonai, the master dimension. Where you are not the one that calls the shots. You are not the king of your existence. And every might that you have, you ascribe it unto God as you cast your crown. Because only one must be elevated in the days of which we speak. Only one must be elevated. Only one must be elevated. Lucifer. He was the cherub that was in charge of the mineral earth. If you read the book of Ezekiel chapter 4, you can confirm what I'm talking about. Then there was no man. God had not yet created man. So he used to take reports from the mineral earth to heaven. And when he gets to heaven, in the book, in the writings of Isaiah chapter 12, 14, verse 12 to 14, when he ascends into heaven. Because right there in the courts of God, he's the only one that is recognized. So even though he's a light bearer, Lucifer, as he goes into the courts of heaven, his light becomes dim. Because only one must be seen in that place. That's the reason why the seraphims, they gave themselves brain, and two covered their face, two wings covered their feet, so that their identity will not be seen in his presence. Because only one must be conspicuous in that place, in that layer. Anytime he ascends, while he's in the middle earth, he is gorgeous. But when he ascends into the heavens, the flame dies. That's why in those courts you will find the elders. They can't put on the crown. They have earned the crown by faithfulness in their service. But in the presence of God, that's not where to wear it. Only one must be elevated. Only one must be seen. Only one's name must be glorified. And his light is supposed to shine through our vessels. And that's why the Bible says that we have this treasure in empty vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Let the excellency be yours forever in the name of Jesus. Oh God, all the advantages, all the wealth, all the opportunity, all the anointing that we have gathered in our journey with you, let the excellency of this glory be of you and not of us. Only one that knows Adonai can pray like that. So Lucifer knew that he will never be number one in this estate. That was why he decided to rebel and to set up a system where he would be the authority. Are you with me? Oh, you're not with me. Do you realize that when he decided to rebel and set up his own authority, his own kingdom, where he's the one that is in charge? The power that God gave him, God did not withdraw it. Because Jesus acknowledged that he had power. He said, you shall tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So God could allow him to go with power. That's why power is not a proof that a man has a master. When you see somebody raging with power, the next thing we need to ask is, by what authority do you do this? I don't have time. Adonai. Woo! Adonai. Adonai. A young man broke a ministry because people were hailing him that he was more anointed than the pastor. Then he started. You know what? He still had power. But you know what he didn't have? He didn't have the covering of Adonai. Because in the eyes of Adonai, he was like Satan. There is a temptation for you to cut off from authority. I don't have time to talk about this authority matter. Do you realize that when Jesus came, Jesus said it was necessary for him to fulfill the righteousness to submit to John's baptism? Why is it so? Why is it so? Because there is only one authority in the realm. Only one. So Jesus had to align with it. He was the Son of God that had all power. Eh? But when he came to territorial authority, he had to find where God planted it and to submit to his baptism. That's the Son of God. Because he knows what order does. He knows that order is not from earth. Order If you submit to an authority that is ordained by God, it is taken in the eyes of the kingdom that you are submitting to God. I don't want to press it, because I can show you evidences of where okay, please give me my, I'm tempted, but I'm resisting. I don't want to open this book. But somebody is praying, and the prayer has manipulated me. Now let me read a scripture to you. Because we need to pray for the body. We no longer know Adonai. And God can give you wealth, can give you power, can give you all those things. Eh? But what we should ask is, where is the authority? By which authority have you become this? And if you cannot trace it, then what you have will not last. What you have will not last. So when I go back in the night, after preaching like this, I go back to find the one that sent me, to ask him to assess me. Did I do well? Because the goat will come back. So I must go back. I must go back. If it is true that I've caught the revelation of Adonai, I don't just preach and say, Kai, we had a great time. You have lost what a goat knows. I don't have time to... Okay, let's do one scripture. Are you with me? All right, so maybe the man on the screen will help me. Just one scripture. Then we'll pray. Then after we have prayed a little about Adonai, we'll start continue the second matter that the prophet raised. Then you will see the things that happen when there is no king among us. I'm talking about kingless Christianity. There is no king in the center of what we do. We will go haywire. Doctrine will go haywire. People will start saying, I'm more gifted than God. Have you heard that online? You have heard it? Now that kind of madness will begin to reign. People will begin to talk without reference, because there is no king among us. People will run mad. It is the presence of Adonai that regulates us and puts us in check, so that perpetually we can become a fountain that can be a blessing. Do you know? Do you know how powerful you are? If you are here and you have like 50, 60, 70, 100 million, 200 million, do you know how powerful you are? You are very powerful, especially now that they have been removed for a subsidy. You are a powerful man. I just came from my city. Half of my city is for sale. Half of my city is for sale. You are not following me. You are powerful. But if you use that power without Adonai, we need to run away from it. Because what you will do, even you yourself, when you look at it, you will not believe that you are the one that is. What is the use of having power? So God could allow Satan to have power, hold power, because he knows that that power without a regulator will make him self-destruct. He knows that. Are you with me? Okay. Let's take. Can we do John? John chapter 1, verse 26. John chapter 1. No, give me Mark chapter 11, verse 27 to 33. I make a point, then we'll pray together. Your roots
is the authority under which you operate. Not the wealth, not the power, not the influence, not the political office that you occupy. The first question we need to ask is, by whose authority do you do this? Are you with me? That is the question that is probing whether you have met your Adonai. And remember, I said, if God cannot exercise his authority over your life, then he cannot accomplish his divine purpose in your life. And then, come again to Jerusalem. And he was walking in the temple. They come to him, the chief priests, and the scribes, and the elders. And say unto him, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? The thing we are asking here is not the things you did, but what? The things he did were good. They were good things. And believers of our day will say, they will argue it on Facebook like this. Are the things he did not good? Because we are shallow. We are weak. And we do not understand our root. I don't want to be superficial. I want to have depth. It is that depth that you have that becomes your protection in the day when storms arise. The authority that is behind your activity will become your defense in the day of trouble. So they said unto him, by what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority to do these things? Next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will ask of you one question, and answer me. I will tell you by what authority I do these things. What's the question? The baptism of John. So, Jesus made reference to who? You are not following. Okay, because you are not following. I wanted to open your eyes, but you are not ready. If it's in the wilderness, in the north, I know they are ready. They are not as powerful as you are. They are not as wealthy as you are, but they are Puritans. Oh, there's a storm coming from the north. It's a storm of God. And our brethren in the south are supposed to bring the wealth and the technology to galvanize that storm. But if we do not arrive at that point where we find unity in the spirit, the purpose for the world will not be known. The purpose for the technology will never be harnessed. And the harvest that the energy and the manpower in the north is being designed to capture will never be a reality. It is possible that we will be shown the way of the wilderness again to trek again for another 40 years. The baptism of John, what is it? From heaven or from men? Answer me. It was John. Jesus spoke about. Because they knew where he was going. They knew that he attended John's baptism. So let us, don't even ask me, let us start with John. Because you know I went there. Who is the author of his baptism? Is it from heaven? Or was it from men? Jesus Christ of Nazareth pointed to John. And when I saw that scripture, it broke my mind all night. John? How did you call John? You know what he told me? Oh, you are not ready. Adonai. Witches have cursed me in Zulu language, Zulu. They cursed me in Swahili. Cursed me in Ishekiri. Cursed me. Hey, what is in Zimbabwe? What language do they speak in Zimbabwe? Okay, that language. The one he mentioned. But you know why their causes were important? My authority was valid. Are you there? In Belgium, I was ministering, and suddenly I felt something resisting my anointing. I knew there were witches in the company. So by the gift of word of knowledge, I tracked the first one down. The moment I tracked her down, she began to speak by the unction of the Spirit. She was filled with the Holy Ghost before we left that service. I tracked the other two witches down, and all of them were speaking. You know, they were charged up to come. All of their charging was rubbish. You know why? I have roots. I'm coming from somewhere. The name of the one that I travel with goes with me. The first matter we need to ask, if you are going to enter into the realm of many billions, we need to settle the matter of authority now. Let it not be that you rebelled and then God just allowed you with wealth. Let it not be that you rebelled and God just allowed you with power. And you are dazzling people with power, but you have no authority. So Satan, you will find Jesus acknowledging his power, but there was no time in the entire scripture that the Bible called, said that Satan had authority. He said the prince of this world cometh. But he found what? Why did he call him prince? In kingdom terminology. Why the usage of that word? I know you will say a prince is the son of a king. I know that's what he was. It means you have not studied the concept of the kingdom. A prince is a king that has no territory. He doesn't have any place to exercise his authority. So he came to check Jesus if there was any disalignment with him so that Jesus could become his territory. But he found no product of his in his life. If we are going to go further with this matter, are you here? Let's finish with authority first. Then we enter the second matter. These are bones. I came with bones. When you chew some of them, you become wise to navigate in these times. The quarrel God has with us as his people is the matter of authority. Yes, favor came on your life. You broke your business. Blew. Don't run with favor. Go and look for covenant. Even people that get money through darkness, that sacrifice their children, they know the covenant. Don't, you are a balloon. I saw one balloon preaching the gospel on Facebook. I knew danger was close. How can we warn this one? He was just moving with gift. He didn't no authority. Satan was smelling his blood. You are a balloon. Sorry, I'm from the wilderness. I'm not as refined as the men and women of Lagos. I'm from the desert. We fight demons in my place. We do warfare in my place. So I cannot speak like a gentleman. Even if I try it, the anointing on me will resist. So just please cope with me. Cope. I'm not refined. I'm from the wilderness. No authority. Making noise at people's faces. And there's no depth. When demons see him, they laugh. When they want to slash him, Satan will say, no, we will not gain full profit from his fall now. Allow him to become fat. Let many people begin to trust him. Then we'll cut him when we can profit more. Who can warn this young man? Who can warn him? Is there a king in your life? Have you found Adonai? Have you found him? Adonai made the money I had in my bank account useless because I couldn't buy a car. And I trust me, I like cars. You know, when you cruise just with lights. Kabora me saeti.
Parakondo. Especially if it's from Germany. You know Germans? They are machine men. Have you been in the current Benz? The thing reads your mind. It performs according to your desires. It helps with the massage of your backbone from stress. You need to be asleep to have an accident because it will warn you. Kai. Then the great one now deprived me. He said, go by yellow. There was something of rebellion inside that will violate his authority to enjoy car that he wanted to kill so that I will be wrecked. May you not be bent over in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord have that liberty over your life to prune you so that you will survive the weather, the storm. Adonai. Have you heard his voice? Have you seen his shape? The shape of Adonai. The shape of Adonai. You might come fully decked and he might strip you. Strip you for 5 years. He says, now you are ready to travel the wilderness. Have you felt his thoughts? Have you gotten scars from his dealing? That dealt the blow on the bogus dimensions of the flesh you have developed. And it brings every manifestation of the flesh into captivity. So that your life is now a vessel. A vessel that is designed to give him glory and praise 24 hours a day. Even your wife will testify and say, you are a man of God. You are a man of God. Yeah, man. A certain pastor will be laying hands on people. His wife never allowed him laid hands because he knows the man. So you can't trust me. There's nothing to transmit there. For years, until he met Jesus, he was arrested by Adonai. And when Adonai arrested him, he wouldn't know, he would just sit like this and still start crying. That took place for another 6 months. After the 6 months, it was his wife that ran to him first for him to lay hands because he knows he has met Adonai. Don't run with that anointing. Don't run with that favor. Don't run with that breakthrough. Make sure you get your taproot right. Because the storm that is coming will differentiate between the one that serves God and between the one that serves him not. Can we cry today? First, you will cry for yourself. Because, are you with me? You are not with me. The other day, something happened and God said, go and apologize to your wife. Don't talk like this. It took me 2 days. That's how strong the flesh. I said, how is it this side I will face or this side? I thought he will forget. In the night when I sleep, he will come and lay you under. Adonai. I succeeded to speak by short form. It was short form that I used to come. He accepted it, but he knew the effort. So it's okay. Next time, before you do such a thing again, you will think. I say, Adonai. If there is no fear of the Adonai on your heart, you are already falling. If you say, can it be done without saying, should it be done? It means you don't know Adonai. It's not based on ability. What ability do we have? It cancels out with Adonai. Because if you have met him, the only thing that will matter to you is his will. I serve Adonai. I serve his will. I serve his desires. His desire is my command. Adonai. Can someone worship Adonai in the moment? Take a moment. Zero in with Adonai in your space where you are standing. If you need to repent on some things, do it. If, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Siabobo seke mahalite. Siabobo santeliko barasatila. Siabobo likombresko fatali mohobresike bendele kuria. Monte la burra kaseminaite. Rubabosiko bandina saile. But in all things, you might be preeminent. The head of the church, in whom we have redemption by his blood, even the remission of sins. God did it in such a way that every team, in every realm, in every domain, we need to make obeisance to Jesus, our Adonai. Be my king. My heart is yours. My strength is yours. The anointing on my head is yours. Do your will through your servant and be glorified. I can hear your voice. Call the Adonai. Jacobi mene kosile. Presko padali mokaya asenima. Roske tempo boborosi ko bembalaite. Mika barosa raiko. Presko petabuko bantonia. Akaito presko veli dende de bokosi. Presko petabonde naika. Koboske teni mokoria. Adonai. Ibalia mama satele. Rabobo semine pena. Roske tabuga bo seminaite. Amama ruske tabila. Oh! Adonai! Yadobobo si kopra minaite tendobola. Rakoski tupes. When you find him, make him king. Rule over us. Rule over our hearts. Direct our steps. Shine the light of your grace upon us. Tato begina sakoria, brindo seke baba, era sukoma, buko sakabaya, animo seke. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people. Do not consider. Make sure you sustain your communion. He wants to rebuild a bridge in your heart so that grace will pour afresh into your vessel. We dwell in strange times. We dwell in seasons of destiny. Oh my God, destiny is upon us. And so he calls us to the convergence this time so that we can count the cost. Because we will build unto him a tower of conviction, a tower of commitment, a tower of obedience, a tower built in his name and built for his glory. Your life will reveal his glory. Thank you.
like it was for Adam in the garden, in the cool of the day, when he stepped out to fellowship with him.
moment you begin to acknowledge His Lordship, then He begins to fill your heart. He begins to enlarge Himself because He knows that He has the right of way. Oh my God. Oh my God. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, the word name in Greek is onoma. Onoma means authority. He said, if the gathering can be under my authority, my presence will be there in the midst of them. If you know how critical the issue of authority is in the kingdom of God, the reason for which you were saved was so that you could come under His authority. Deliberately, intentionally. Because you are expected thereafter to work out your salvation. There is something God is working into your heart. You are expected to work it out. It's working His kingdom out. It's working His majesty out. You are supposed to yield. The Bible says this is your only reasonable act of service. That's why there is a difference between a normal Christian and a consecrated Christian. Because the consecrated Christian lives only to serve the will of God. It doesn't matter if it sends you into danger. You will see Him bigger than any danger that can come your way. The waves of persecution, they are nothing in the face of a walking revelation with God. Adonai. 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 We ask that you breathe your breath and press upon our hearts again. We name you King in our midst. King upon our hearts. King in our lives. He fills every place. His presence becomes tangible. He has given you the yoke of depression breaks instantly as He enlarges Himself in the territory of your heart. Name Him Adonai and cast your crowns before Him day after day, and you will find such authority, such strength to penetrate the regions that you could never penetrate, to access the heights that you could not access. Today is the day of the Lord. Reign. Rule. Set your feet upon my life. Let my life be a platform where your will can prosper. I say, come on, Lord. I say, come, bless. I say, come, bros, get up in the morning. Thank you, Father.
You see, I need to do the practical aspect of authority. I've thought about authority, but that teaching must be illustrated with a practical. Because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in word. Words can try. Anointed words will go deeper. But the utensil that illustrates kingdom things is power, is authority. The proof. The proof that the king is in our midst is not liturgy. It's not a skillfully laced out verbal presentation. The Bible calls Him a God that will not deny Himself. That means you might decide not to acknowledge Him.
But in every generation,
he will not deny himself.
So in a moment of time, because I know that we are supposed to finish from here by 8 o'clock. So we have 1 hour to go. So it means my lecture will stop. But go and read the book of Isaiah chapter 1. The prophet cried. I think it's in verse 26. Can you give me the cry of the prophet? Isaiah 1. No. That verse where it says, how is this faithful city become a harlot? Look for it. Verse 21. This is his lamentation. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lost in it. But now, murderers. There's no restraint anymore. How is he become a harlot? Judgment lost in her. Righteousness was the culture in the midst of her. You know how? They lost touch with Adonai. I need to show us a scripture before I round up. And then we'll go to the practical session. Ooh, he's here. He's pleased. He's pleased not because of how a good preacher I am. He's pleased because we gave him his due. Think of what it will be like if 1 million Christians, 2 million Christians, 5 million Christians in the land will give him his due and acknowledge him as Adonai. His jealousy will arise in his jealousy. He will do judgment. The things we thought would take 21 years might take 21 minutes because it doesn't take eternity for God to do that which is eternal. Now these men are in the spirit. Can you talk, just flow with them? Just flow for a moment. Righteousness was lost in her. Judgment was in her. How is she become a harlot? There is a renovation taking place in the house of God in the land. A renovation is taking place in this season. The voice of God's prophets will become clearer until Adonai is enthroned again. The days of the front start on the pulpit are over. The days of tricks in the name of God are over. God will come with swift judgment and he will forge the threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into the barn, for the chaff he shall burn up with unquenchable fire. Those days are upon us again, when a little one will become a thousand, when a small one will become a strong nation, where God will use the best things of this world to compound the mighty. Those days are upon us. It will take a little thing for God to set you on high. Have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After which he gave commandments unto his apostles whom he had chosen. So the proof that you are one of his apostles whom he had chosen is that he will give you commandments, not lectures. He will give you what? Now, in order to check if you are still in right standing with him in terms of authority, when last did he give you commandments? Do this, do that. And the commandments will be in the area of your empowerment, in the area of your calling. There are cities I wanted to preach, and I went to ask God, do you have any business in this city? They say, don't go there. Because he is the owner of the anointing I carry. I cannot go and dispense it without his authority. Are you with me? Do you still believe he's the owner of the resources that is in your pocket? Then he will give you commandments. And the fact that he gives you commandments is a proof that you have been chosen. After that, he gave commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive. It is only the people he gives commandments that he will show himself. What? Let the sons of darkness come to challenge you. After that, he had given you commandments. Oh my God, I like those days. Then he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You know, these are those days again where we need to see him alive. But he will only appear because he gave you commandments that you obey. Can we labor again in a moment? That the Lord might texture our hearts to become tender to obey him again. If we are going deep and we want to confront the siren that lurks in our rivers, that has brought a dark cloud over Lagos, if we want to contend with that siren and shut its power in the territory, then you must be under an authority that is higher than the authority of that siren. Oh, you are quiet. You have not heard of the spirit of Lagos. You have not heard of it. You are quiet. The way to challenge authority to come under a higher authority. That's how it works. He gave commandment unto the apostles that he has chosen. If I want to live long, all I will do is to stay under authority. You cannot kill me because I'm not living for myself. The one that I'm living for, he will show himself. What? Listen to me, I tell you this, believe me. For I speak by the mouth of God, the wealth of Nigeria has not yet come. Has not yet come. God knew that the years of the wasters will come. So he has hidden our true wealth as a nation. Oh. No. I think we need some of that melody. Ask him to texture your heart. Obedience must become a big deal again. Satan manipulated Adam. He modeled the example of rebellion. But when Jesus came, he modeled the example of obedience as the way of the new race. Copycats are over. You just copy. Okay, so, okay, it's working for Brother John. Let's try to do the same thing. That's what we call smart thinking. There's nothing like that in the kingdom. You must find your model. You must find your texture. You must find your tribe. You must find your baptism. For the Bible says that they were baptized unto Moses. There were spiritual experiences that they had in each tribe. There was an impartation for each tribe. We've lost our uniqueness. Shopping for strategies. Because our ears are deaf. We can't hear the spirit that lives in us. The living God is called. How he locks upon your heart and points you in a direction of wisdom. There are many things we need to pray about. But I see you are not interested in prayer. My heart is burning. These are the prayers that I prayed. I just came from there, from a retreat, to seek God. And he began to cry. He began to cry that my people no longer know me. They're like tricksters. They're like people that have not been in touch with me for ages. But there is a new sound coming to the church of this land. A sound of revival. A sound that will deepen our conviction in the pursuit of the Lord. The Lord calls our generation to a place of intimacy. He is available, he says. Listen. We are going to pray in a moment. And when we pray, two people will prophesy. Two people will prophesy in a moment. The Lord will heal eye conditions. No, you don't need to say amen. Because when you listen to 9 o'clock news, you don't say amen. Do you say amen after 9? After 9 o'clock news, I don't know the names of the broadcasters. And those days, I used to know Yinka Craig. That's the last. Now I pipe into Heaven's News. Philip B can give me the news on the hour. The news at 10. He can tell me the highlights. Okay, this politician is. Me, I connect the other one. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Something is about to break. Don't celebrate. Anywhere you are, don't celebrate it. No. We are still in the wilderness. No. Don't camp. Don't say, hey, you are small. No. It's time to move. There is an open door that God has made available. These are things he told me in my retreat. He said, There's an open door. We can reach into it. go back and repair your altar, repair your communion, and pledge again that you are willing to obey, then the instructions will start coming again.
How can you imagine this? We built a facility, a good place, put air conditioning. They made a big office for me, furnished it. I heard the office is better than the governor, the office of the governor of my state. They furnished it. And I came to sit down. When I sat, I said, your place is not here. How do you? I thought I had labored. Let me come out. Now develop a bass voice.
Hallelujah.
He said, your place is not here. You are my nomad. You will roll from place to place. And anywhere my spirit alights, there you will stay. So I became a nomad. Transferred my powers to Pastor Dan. I said, administer the ministry. What I want to do now is to remove myself from being signatory to any account. No more. I remain a nomad for life. From place to place, conquering, removing everything that witchcraft has planted. Oh, fighting the beast of the territory. If I made you a warrior, don't go and put on suit and sit down and speak English. That's not your job. You fight! You fight. I know you don't like fight. You fight in the name of Jesus Christ! There is a warrior spirit that will come upon us in the days to come. Satan has many things to fear, I tell you. Many things to fear. Say, this is not your place. This is not your place. I've given you weapons. You don't need weapons on the dining table. You are my nomad. You will roll from place to place, and wherever my presence and light, that will be your dwelling. So now, I'm like Elijah. I go where the wind beats me. Yeah. That's why I had to leave secular job. I left everything. I want to be in the woods to hear his voice. So that those of you in the economic war front, I can give you intelligence. I will tell you when the storm is coming. When to share your stuff. Sell it. Come out. And you will never be hit by any storm. The days of wisdom come upon us. That's when you will know those of us that are prophets, real prophets from God. The noise has been too much for too long. Can we pray that the Lord will texture our hearts to embrace obedience again? After this, then we'll allow him to confirm his word. Some things will take place here. The heavens will open. Some people will enter into some impartations that will propel you into the next phase of your destiny. The Lord called this meeting. He said we should gather in Lagos at this time. He wants to renew a covenant with his people. We will obey you. We will serve you. We will listen for your voice. We will run when you say we should go. Cry to him. Cry to him. For though thy beginning is small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. These are the days in which you will pass the faces of his people to shine. We have no other God but you. No other God. Oh,
When you get back, you set up your altar. Tell him that you will not leave him until he blesses you. Open up the channel of communication again. That issue that you think has been so strong will fall like a pack of cards. The Lord is calling us to intimacy afresh. Oh, open again the frontiers of night prayer. Ignore the storm, sister. I see a bright light coming on you. A bright light. Nothing will be able to resist it. There's a new thing he wants to do in the land. If he can get our hearts tonight, then you can shake the foundation of this nation. The time is upon us. Woo! The flames burning on your heart, don't allow it go out, even after this meeting. Make an altar out of it. Create a spiritual monument that will stand before your face every day. This is the time for us to move. The cloud has lifted. If we move at the spirit, as the people of God, into the Holy Ghost to find wisdom and to gain alignment, the Lord will shake the foundation of our nation. Things will begin to take place. Some things that we never imagined will hit the landscape. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You see, the trumpets are already here. The trumpets are here already. The trumpets are here. The spirit of prophecy is already in the room. Hey, Sabo, oh, mama. There will be true, clear prophecies that will give us perspective. When you hear the sound of those utterances, you will know that this is what I'm talking about. Many other people will prophesy, but through the content, you will know these ones are exalted. The two individuals that will bring perspective and reveal the mind of God, a mighty oil will descend upon them. I'm going to pray in a moment. And after that prayer, God will begin to heal eyes first. Eyes. And there is a woman in our midst that had an injury close to your spinal cord. And there is a pain that you carry on your back. As we pray, the pain will vanish. I say no need for amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm casting news. I'm casting news. Now, ushers, I don't know how we will do it. But you will monitor the landscape and you will put the microphone on the utterances. I will tell you which one is the one. The spirit of prophet, oh my God, it's already moving in the room. But I will pray. In the name of Jesus.
can't hear your amen. I say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see several ministers of the gospel that have been faced with serious attacks, serious persecution. The devil has set some men up to fight against your anointing, to diminish you, so that you will lose confidence in yourself. As I speak right now, God is renewing the grace that is upon your life. No, is this not an amen matter? Two of them are in this direction. Two of the people I speak about are in this direction. And the anointing will come upon those two individuals. They are in this direction. They are in this. It will be so strong. It will be so strong. Father, in the name of Jesus.
I send you out in power.
There are three of them in this direction too. The Holy Spirit will be walking. Altogether, there are seven. I see him kindling a fire in somebody's womb. One of these ministers. He will kindle a fire in your womb. He will kindle a flame in your womb. You will feel heat inside of your womb. You will feel heat inside of your womb. You will feel heat inside of your womb. Father, in the name of Jesus, I arrest every eye defect. Blinding spirits be bound. Blinding spirits be bound. Blinding spirits be bound. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command you, come out of their eyes in the name of Jesus. That pain, I command it, go from that body in the name of Jesus. I see someone laboring under a curse. This curse has licked up your finances. This curse wants to make you poor when you are supposed to be rich and plenteous. But I break that yoke upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right, there are three individuals so far that have received healing on their eyes. When you check your eyes and you confirm it, you come this way. Three individuals I can see so far. So that we can focus on this prophecy. Because I'm looking forward to receiving the prophetic word. I prayed in my retreat. Prayed! He spoke a little. Then he said he will complete it here. So there are two vessels that will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, follow my instructions. Three people have been healed already on the eyes. When you confirm it, come here. I want to see you. Now, everybody keep quiet. Keep quiet. Because the prophetic words will begin to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you open up the atmosphere and release your proceeding word? Let those two vessels pick it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, ushers, you will help me. We will hear the sound of the utterance and we'll know what it is. Quickly.
Magdalene.
Now, it seems the ushers are confused.
There's a new Nigeria. Rakosa. Rekisiti. I am raising prophets. I am raising apostles. I am raising evangelists. Rakoso. Rekisiti. I am God. And I will show you that I am God. There's a wrath coming upon you. Thank the Lord. There's a wrath coming upon you. I am King. I am Master. The Lord is raising engineers. The Lord is raising rulers, leaders, people that will speak the words of God into the hearts of men. The Lord says, I am King. I own the throne. Yes, I say, who are you? All you devil, all you demon, you think you can unseat people? No, I am King, and I have crowned my man, and my man will rise up from where I've been keeping him, from where I've been hiding him, and now I command, now it's time for you.
The old structures will be shaken out of place. Yes, that's one of the voices.
Now it's time for you.
Ushers only pick utterances from people that speak in tongues before they speak. Because the difference between the one that interprets the tongue and the one that prophesies is that it is possible for you to be prophesying encouragement, comfort, rightfully. But if you speak in tongues, there must be a mystery that you will unlock. Ushers, where are you? Many people will be talking, but
have the Lord your God as of that area. When I say a thing,
okay, ushers, help me. Just copy it, and bring it. We have other business to do. Copy and send to me. Now, are you here? All right, so, restore my microphone, huh? Ushers, just copy it. We don't have time. So, as I was saying before, there are several ministers that have endured the heat of pressure. Just copy and bring. Several ministers have endured the heat of pressure in this season, and they are still standing. These several ministers are still standing in spite of the pressure. So the Lord will renew their oil in the next 10 minutes. He will renew their oil. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you renew the oil of these ministers? Can you renew the anointing of these ministers? Renew the anointing. There are seven of them. The anointing will come. It's a renewed oil, and it will be strong. It will be so strong. Father, renew the oil. When you find them, bring them. Renew the oil on those seven ministers.
My brother here said somebody punched his right eye in 2018. And since that time, there has been what feels like a movement. He can't control it.
He can't control that
but
movement.
After the declaration, the thing is
The thing has
Did you check it before you came out? Come. You checked it. Very well. All right. Can we give Jesus a big hand? Yeah, you are healed. The oil is on several ministers. If you find them, bring them. I want to speak. It will be so intense, so intense. Others, keep writing the prophecy. Keep writing the prophecy. Keep writing it. It will be so intense. A new door has opened. A new door has opened. A new door has opened. That reproach passes away from you in the name of Jesus. A new door has opened. Yes, what happened to him?
This one, the left eye for about a week now has been swollen. And
the left eye has been swollen. There's somebody in the congregation, even though you use glasses, but the glasses have become almost irrelevant. Because even with your glasses, your visions are blurry. Can you remove those glasses? Remove them. If you have them on, remove them. And just touch your eyes. Father, give him or her sight. 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 And I command the blinding spirit, come out of the eyes. I say to your eye, see. Remove your hand and run a test for 2 minutes and tell me how it is. It was your face I saw. It was your face I saw. He said that the glory that is coming upon you will eclipse every shame that Satan thought to bring upon your life. It will eclipse it. He sent me to you. He said I shall release upon you a measure that is undeniable. Go in this thy might. Go in this thy might. In the name of Jesus. Go in this thy might. In the name of Jesus. Let grace, oh my God, be poured into the vessel. Let grace be poured out. In the name of Jesus. Let grace be poured out. In the name of Jesus. So one of those blurry eyes can see now. One among them can see. I can see that. So the one whose blurry eyes can now see. Come here. Let there be a renewal. Let the oil be renewed. Let it be renewed. Let it be renewed. In the name of Jesus. There are two people that God will give the gift of working of miracles. He will publicly announce you through miracles. So the anointing to work miracles will come on two people. It will come in 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You are rising beyond the pressure. Rising beyond the pressure. Rising beyond the pressure. In the name of Jesus. You are rising beyond the pressure. In the name of Jesus. You are rising beyond the pressure. Come. Beyond the pressure. You rise. You rise beyond the pressure. Beyond the pressure, you rise. Beyond the pressure, you rise. In the name of Jesus. Show him a sign. A higher dimension of apostolic authority. Higher dimension. Your voice will be heard in the name of Jesus. Authority. Hey, wait. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing somebody's ear. Somebody's ear just popped open. Where are you? Your ears popped open. Your ears popped open. Come, come, come. Come to me. Somebody, one of your ears blocked. It popped open. And I heard the sound. I heard the sound of the ear. Where's the blessing? Your ear popped open. I heard the sound of that ear. I heard the sound of that ear. Oh my. Oh my. Where are you? You can hear with that ear now. Come, come, come to me. Ah. Ah. Okay. Yes, what happened?
The blurry eye. From when she was a child, she only sees in twos, and now.
So this is what you were using. You can see now. Did you check it? You did?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you come. I have something for you. And now I give the last opportunity to that person whose ear popped open. Come. Last opportunity. All right. So you are the only one here to receive what I have. Your ear.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to ascertain that I couldn't. My this left here.
Yeah.
I for some years now I've had problems that I have to turn.
You have to turn like this
to hear people.
Okay. Now, can you come, usher? Block daddy's ear. This one. This is the one that has a problem. All right. So block it completely. Because oh yeah, test the ear. I saw it in the spirit. Someone's ear popped up. Now, you see, now, there is a reason why I called you, because I would have said someone's ear popped open and that's all. God sent me to that person that he heals. That an oil is going to come, like this one now, she's going with an oil. And then the person whose ears open will go with an oil. That oil is an oil for recovery. If you think, not saying the right thing. Let's start from here. Father, if it is true that you sent me to release an anointing on your sister, the one that you identified by blurry visions, whom you have healed, I ask in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, anoint her. Anoint her. Anoint her. Now, I don't joke with those things when the Lord is speaking. Ooh. So there's an anointing you are supposed to go with. That will okay. Oh, Jesus. Someone's eye, another person's eye got healed. Yeah? So, Jesus. I like this one. This one is fine. Now, for how long have you been wearing things like this?
For
2 years. For 2 years. You tested the eyes?
Yes. I couldn't see the faces.
So you can see the faces now. What's wrong with your eyes?
I couldn't read that up there where it says Remnant Christian Network. It was blurry because I used to
look. You couldn't read it, but you just read it. You just see. Oh my God! Now, and that's a good place to clap, especially if you know who you are clapping for. All right. Okay. So, there is a fire that accompanies working of miracles. There's a fire. All right? So, that fire comes again on two individuals. It will burn for some time. There's a fire coming. There's a fire coming. It will come in 21 seconds. Two people will be hit by this fire. It's the seed of working of miracles. Father, show me who you have put this fire upon. Show me who you put the flames upon. Show me who you put the flames. Oh my God. Brenda, come. There's something living my life and it's coming on your life. There's something. It's living. An oil. It's living. It's coming on. Coming upon you. Coming upon you. Now, you know what? So we'll just take that off So you hold on to it. I want to release something on you, okay? So I taught you like this. Okay? You've lost, it will come back. You see. Yes. Yes. You couldn't read your WhatsApp messages. You know, he has a designer. Spectacle. So this type is difficult for you to let go. So you did you try it? Did you?
I did. It was, I mean, you mentioned it twice. So I picked my phone before I couldn't read anything. So I now opened it. I could see that.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Lord. If I tell you something, you'll not believe. But there's a healing going on your body now. There's a healing going on. When it's perfected, I'll let you know. Thank you, Jesus. So a healing just took place in your body. Come. Stand with me here. Now, all of you here. Wait, don't worry. No, I know. Yours is here. Yours, here. Yours, I. Yours, I. You, I. Now, God has chosen about two or three of you. And his hand will rest. That's one. His hand will rest. It will rest strong. It will rest so strong. From tonight, a new thing. Oh my God. It's even stronger. So I'll touch you here. Just touch you here. Touch you there. It's stronger. I saw the light on you. A healing took place in your body now. Yes, you are released. We are going to speak in tongues. We'll speak in tongues for 2 minutes. Oh my God. Wait there. I see the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is here with an all right, there's a bottle of oil that the angel of the Lord came with. And there's a woman in this on this roll. You lost an anointing, it will be replaced. No, it's coming in the next 21 seconds. Because I want to meet that woman. Lord, show me that woman. All right, bring them for me. Hey, Zika. Okore. Where is it? Yes, the angel that was sent from heaven was the one that put his hands upon him. He put his hands upon you. Oh, more people are healed on the eyes. Where's the other woman? Grace! 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 You come. Where's the second one? You got healed. Where's the other one? You come. The woman that had an accident and you got an injury close to your spinal cord, can you test that place? Can you check it now because you are healed? So we have more people healed on the eyes.
I couldn't read messages on my phone without
prior to
now.
You couldn't read messages on your phone?
Yes, before now.
Did you try? Did you try them?
I just tried and I could read.
I was sitting at the back. I couldn't see the screen without my glasses.
Now something's wrong with your mic.
And I tried it and...
Couldn't see the screen without your glasses? Did you try?
Yes, sir. And I can see clearly now.
She can see clearly. She can see the screen clearly. Without the glasses? Oh my God. Let the fire of God come upon that sister. Let it come upon you. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let your spirit open, 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 open. Can read without their glasses. Is Jesus not powerful? Now you are entitled to one dose of the anointing. Just one dose. Now this is it. If you can tend this anointing, it will not only make you wealthy, it will also make you spiritually strong. Are you ready for that kind of thing? This is what I have from the Lord. And I want to ask him to give you. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you drop some anointing on your servant? Can you drop some anointing on your servant? Can you drop some anointing on her? Some anointing. Some anointing. Some anointing. You have pain here? At the back? You still have the pain? You still have the...
It's gone.
Okay, come. You are entitled to... Now, what I want to give you, if you can tend it, there's a possibility that you will despise it, no problem. But if you tend it, it will change you. Right? So, he gave me the authority to bless people. You know, he said... Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Say, believe also. Like you now, because of what I've given you, I can tell you these two things that are powerful to you. Anybody that uses charm to fight you will die. No, don't need to kneel down. It's all right. That's one. Then number two. There will be no day in your life where you are broke. You also can see.
Yes, sir. I can see without my glasses. I cannot read my Bible app on my phone. But now I can see clearly.
Can somebody salute Jesus? Now listen. What is going on here is not that the preacher is powerful. What the preacher did was to exalt Adonai. So when he rises up, he does things. So I found out that if Adonai can rise, that's all. Oh, see, he's anointing somebody. It will soon be evident. There's somebody's anointing. So he's just giving me a sign. You see, he's anointing.
I want to give you something. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, share this grace with your servant. Share this grace. Oh, I see him. He's bringing you out. Bringing you out of a low place, a pit. He's taking you out. He's taking you out already. I see him. Lord, share the grace with her. Share this grace. Let it come heavy upon her life. In the name of Jesus. Let it come heavy. Let it come heavy. Let it come heavy. In the name of Jesus. Yes, what happened there?
Glory,
yes. Now, when I see the Lord raising somebody up, it means that you are not where you are supposed to be. And watch it from now to the next 6 months. Watch the Lord raise you up. Even if you don't believe this, it will happen. You are blessed.
Glory, eyes.
She can read, okay? You had an accident.
I had an accident and I have a waist. I actually wore a brace.
She wore a brace to the fellowship.
Yes, and I just took it out.
Where's the brace? Go get the brace. I was seeing that thing. I was seeing it. If you are here and you gave a dime towards this meeting, I say to you, you will not be poor again. And if you have children, your children, as long as they walk in the land of the living, they will never be poor. Now, this is what she was wearing. She was wearing this thing. When the Lord said he's healing someone, when did you have the accident? What's wrong with your microphone?
I had the accident in 2010.
2010. That's how many years now? 13 years. She's been managing it with braces. Did you really check it?
Yeah, I'm just feeling it.
The healing is upon us. Now, let's move. Wait. This is a moment. You know, this is my own entertainment. I don't watch Champions League. When I found, like, if I get someone that is really possessed, hey, this entertainment. I use it to teach the congregation how to cast out devils. And I'm very happy. Or if the healing anointing is on somebody and it's still working, like this lady now. The oil. Wait. This is how we catch our own. This is our own entertainment. This is our own entertainment. Don't mind us. This is the Lord gave us this portion. Now, you see, I'm going to put my hand here. Just leave it there. As this hand is here, the healing is intensifying. So the healing is complete. Do what you couldn't do before. Somebody shout hallelujah! Your eyes.
A lot online. So
you work a lot online.
I noticed that I've still had with blurriness. So I was telling God just last week, I don't want to wear glasses, and I've been confessing the word. So when I said that, I said, Lord, this is my moment for healing. And it's
okay,
clear.
Let me give you a counsel. The one you see me wearing, is not because I have eye problems. It's to deflect light. So get that one. Use it when you are online. And then you maintain your eyes. But we give glory to God for giving you back your sight. We give. Okay, yes, you are healed. You are healed. Woo! You see, the what God wants to give you will require that you fast a lot. That's why I'm not giving you. I want you to. No, I don't want you to fast like that. You are free. Go. You see, don't put people in trouble. You are not ready yet. Don't worry. I will keep it for you. When next are we coming here to Lagos? Next year. You don't know what you're asking. Are you sure? Okay. You know, I didn't. She said she wanted. Oh, yeah, he told you.
I live a life of fasting, so he has been giving me days and all that.
All right, so we will all do it. It will not be only me, so that you will not stretch your hand and release. If you do this, number one, if you do this, days the Lord will say you should not eat. Through you, he will make people in your family start living long. Long life. And you will live longer than your father, his father, and your father's father. This I might. There are things we receive from the Lord. Hey, you people are still healed?
Yes.
No, we can't. Your ears. It was deaf.
If I put cotton wool here,
yes,
I will not see anything. But if I put this side I'm using to hear, I can see some deaf. But this one that is clean is blocked. I couldn't hear anything.
It's blocked.
Now,
did it open?
It has opened.
His ear has opened. Thank you, Father. Yeah, it's true. It's healed. And it's permanent. You will hear all your days. All right, we can't take testimonies again. How many of you are healed? What happened to you?
I.
You know, these things are too fine these days. That's why. Now, listen. The angel of the Lord is tapping me on the hand. He's tapping me. You know why? The reason is because he's drawing my attention to one of you. Unfortunately, I don't know which one. So, as he's tapping me, he'll begin to tap you. As he's tapping me, he'll begin. As he's tapping me, he'll start tapping you. As he's tapping me, he'll start tapping you. As he's tapping me, he'll start tapping you. It will even come stronger. To come stronger. To come stronger. It will come stronger. Someone in this auditorium, you come from a long line of diviners. Your great grandfather was a diviner. Your grandfather was a diviner. Your father started learning the way of divination before he eventually turned from that way. But the reason why Satan haunted your bloodline is because he's supposed to be a family of prophets. You have never seen a vision before. You don't even know what the voice of Jesus sounds like. But in the next 30 seconds, the prophetic anointing, which is the anointing of the ordination of your family, it will rest upon you. Now, I want to pray, Father, for my left hand side, through my right hand side, can you anoint that prophet? Anoint that prophet. Anoint that prophet. Anoint that prophet. So the Lord is going forth. His hand will come on you. Anoint. Anoint! 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 God shall help me find the prophet.
Now, you see, what's happening here, the Lord is prolonging her, giving her, extending her years. This is what's going on. It's extending her years. Wait, bring him. If I touch him, I will know if he's the one. Hey! Okay, allow the... Ama mia sopre! Kei tego! The power of divination traveling through your family. I stop it. I stop it. Let your vessel be sanctified. Let your vessel be sanctified. Let your vessel be sanctified. Let it be sanctified. In the name of Jesus, I stop that spirit of divinity. Let your vessel be sanctified by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakodesh Etah, Yeshua, Yeshua.
I stand with you today against everyone that has decided to fight against your destiny. The Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. For you will hold your peace, and the Lord will fight for you. You will still be standing when the wind blows them away. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's time to speak in tongues for a few minutes. We are that generation that will finish. The hopes of our ancestors will be found in us. Make us worthy to be clothed with the grace that our ancestors carried. Rise from among us. Glorify yourself. And sing hallelujah. Sing. Can you be pulling our knees? 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 Can you be pulling our knees